All right, we are on Daf Mem Zayin Mem Aleph. We were talking yesterday about platforms, walls, and platforms next to walls between two courtyards, and so we're continuing along that those veins. How two courtyards are connected, even though they have a wall between the two of them. And we are in the fourth line down, and it says Asara Mastva. The word Asara is a typo. It should be Asa. The resh is superfluous. If you made a Mastva, Mastva is a platform. Al Pnei Kol HaKoseh, throughout the entire wall, V'yesh Baruchav Arba Tvachim, and it's got four Tvachim width. Now, the next part of the Yerushalayim makes absolutely no sense. Zero, nothing, irrational. So Lieberman adds in words here to make it work. Okay, now he has no source, but the truth is it really is much better if you add these words in, otherwise it makes absolutely no sense, as I said. So he says what you should read here is Ma'arvich time, that's what it says. Vimratsu Ma'arvin Echor, if they want, they can make one Erev. In other words, if you have four Tvachim of platform on each side of the wall, so now it's as if the two sides are connected, right? Because four Tvachim platform, bringing the height of the wall down where the platform is to within 10 Tvachim of the platform. So now that's like a Pesach. And we know whenever you have a Pesach between two Chatzeros, if you want, you can make them separate Erevin. If you want, you can make them Erevin together. So that's why it throws in the word, not Marvin Shtayim, or Imratzu Marvin Echon. Now he throws in more words. He throws, whatever I mean to you now, he doesn't have, it's not in your Gemara. Ein Baruch HaBarba, if it's less than four Tvachim wide, meaning the opening, which is constituted by the platform, is less than four Tvachim in width, then, of course, Ma'arvich Shtayim, you have to make two separate Erevin. Getting back into the Gemara now, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Echod, you cannot make one Eruv. Why can't you make one Eruv? Because there's not enough of an opening. An opening is a minimum four Tvachim. Your platforms on either side are less than four Tvachim wide. You don't have any continuity to go from one side to the other side. Therefore, you must make two separate Erevin. Arba Amos. What if you have such a broad platform that it's four Amos wide? Ad kedei kach. The platform which diminishes the size of the wall on either side is four Amos wide. In that case, Marvin Echad Ve Marvin Shtayim. In that case, it's mamish like a pirzah. Now, this is a tremendously new halacha, because normally a pirzah is only if it's 10 Amos wide. Or a breach in which the wall is considered to be broken is 10 Amos. But here, there's obviously some tradition, as you show me, between Opaskin, like, that if you have a platform four Amos broad, so that breaches the wall, and it's no longer considered to be two separate buildings, two separate sides, and you go over the top, and you must make one error for the two sides together. Again, it's very difficult, but there's not the only difficult thing which we'll have on the page. We're going to have another difficult thing some lines further. Now, new topic. That which you say in the Mishnah, that it breaches up to 10 Amos, which is the old and conventional way of knowing things, learning things. So that which you say breaches up to 10 Amos, Bigdoila. That's via broad wall, which is broader than 20 Amos. Avo Bigdana, but let's say a wall which is only 19 Amos. So how broad can the breach be? Less than 10, right? Because the breach can only be up to Rov of the wall. And Rov of the wall in this case is 9.5 Amos, right? And so on and so forth. What's good than what's k'tano? Anytime the majority of the wall is going to be more than 10 Amos, then Basser, then the shear is 10 Amos. Anytime the majority of the wall is going to be less than 10 Amos, Beruba, then we go after the majority of the wall. Now, a new chiddush also here, which is very difficult. It's only in the middle of the wall. But if you have an opening on the side of the wall, it doesn't go by those numbers. Why is that? Because we have a general principle. Pischa bekeren zavitz lo'ovid inish. Person doesn't make an opening on the side of his wall, in the corner, literally. So therefore, even if it's much smaller, if it's on the side, it ruins the barrier between the two sides of the courtyard. What's the middle and what's the side? Now, there's a remarkable Gemara. It's a bombshell, Rabbi Sai. If there's four tefachim standing at the end of the wall, then the rest of it is the emtza. And that can be up to 10 amos. If they're im lav, and if not, if the walls, if the opening is within four tefachim of the side of the wall, then you all don't have that shear. It's not clear what the shear is, and it's far less than 10 amos. Now, this is my body, because in the Bavli, it's literally only if it's in the corner. In other words, if the piece of a Karen Zavis Lov in English means, if this is my wall, so I make a opening over here, that's not an opening. But if I made an opening on this side, and I had four tefachim left over here between the edge of my Pesach and the side and the corner, that's certainly a good wall. It's saying that now it's a good wall. It has l'chayayim. It has part of a wall on this side, part of a wall on that side. So this is amazing, Ushami. Nobody knows what to do with it. Basically, everybody tries to sweep it under the carpet. But we have two chidushim in one page of the Ushami. One, neither of which are paskalim. It has $47 on it? Oh, okay. So it's good to know. So the we're going to get free copy cards. Students take advantage of it. The 10 amos you have in the middle, you don't have on the side, but the 10 amos on the normally, again, in the Bavli, that it's Bekeren Zavis. Mamish. Here it says within Tfarat Vachim of the corner. And the other chish we had earlier on the page is that if you have a platform of four amos on either side, on both sides, in order to diminish the size of the wall, so that's already only make one eruv, even though immediately thereafter we learned that there's a 10 amos here. For some reason, the Ushami has a difference by a platform. Again, very strange, and nobody knows exactly what to do here. Okay, on we go. If you have a furrow, a trench between two courtyards, 10 tefachim deep, but 4 tefachim wide, you make two eruvin, one on either side of the trench, you cannot make one. Even if you filled this trench with straw, tevin, or hay, it's still not considered to be filled. Mile offer, at first you fill it with dirt or pebbles, marvin echobay marmishtai, and then you can make one eruv, and you cannot make two eruv. And why? Because the trench has been filled in and canceled. Now, says Gemara, it sounds like hay is not, or straw is not good enough. Hot tevin, it sounds like hay, even if labatlo, even if you can negate it and were willing to leave it there, lo bitel, doesn't come part and parcel of the landscape. And the trench is not considered to be fulfilled in. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, mas nisa de lo Rabbi Yossi. I mean, she's not going to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi, my tevenu bitlo, if you put straw into the hole and you left it there, it's mavuto. It cancels it. By the way, for those of you who remember, it's a similar thing at the beginning of Masechta Sukkah. Beginning of Masechta Sukkah, if you have a sukkah which is above 20 amos, then you have to put something in order to diminish its size. So the same sugya appears there also, right? How to make the sukkah smaller on the inside. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbun Mishem, Rav Chisa said, Devera Koli. Now this does not appear in the Bavli. Everybody agrees that in order that if you put that our Mishnah, the straw doesn't work. That which Rabbi Yossi said, straw works. Umad Rabbi Yossi, b'shabalo b'afar, is when you mix the straw together with some dirt. Because then that inherently indicates that you intend to leave the straw there. But if you left the straw there without any dirt, then of course straw is animal food. Nobody's going to leave it there. So in order to cancel, you have to do a maisa b'yadayim. You have to actually mix dirt into it. The Bavli never brings that down. Yesh tamen shuk ofer, v'kofer shuk tamen. This the Bavli does bring down. There is dirt. There is straw which is like dirt, and dirt which is like straw. Meaning, tamen chain osilafano. So straw which you do not intend to ever take away. Harei ukofer, it's like dirt in its bottle. Vice versa, avisha silufanoso, dirt which you intend to cart away and use somewhere else sometime, areo gatavits like straw, and it does not cancel the hole. The base Rabbiane Amru, and the Asa Rabbiane, they said, chifo machtzeloyas. If they cover it with machtzeloyas, they put a straw in the hole, and they covered it with mats, bitel. So now the trench is canceled. It says, Mara, what? Come see. Milo machzelios lo batel. If you fill the entire trench with mats, they're not batel, because we're sure that you're going to come someday and take away the mats. So just because you had straw there and chifo machzelios batel, and you've filled it, you covered it with mats, it should be batel. Why should that be batel? If mats themselves, which fill a hole, are not mevatel the hole. Now that you covered the straw, which also doesn't fill a hole, with mats, which don't fill a hole. So it cancels the hole and fills the hole. Give me a break. And the Ushami doesn't, Ushami ends with that. Milo charoyos, tzricha. If it's filled with palm branches, I don't know what that loch is. Rabbi Zvika and Rabbi Yamir Shem Reish Logan said, I feel a roke, even if you filled it full of saliva, it's canceled. This is a very strange Gemara. What does it mean you filled it full of saliva, right? It's even disgusting to imagine a guy standing there and you have a whole brigade of people spitting into the hole. But well, either of our Ishtar says it's not. It is a separation. So it's not a separation. No, it cancels the trench.
No, I would think that no one would want
to. Oh, you would think the opposite of the Gemara. So the thing is, it's a very strange Gemara. But the Mashbiach comes here to the rescue. Mashbiach does not deal with the roke issue, but based on what the Mashbiach says on the line before, I think we can give an alternative on the roke. The Mashbiach brings down from Psachim that the girso there in a parallel Gemara is not Milo Charoyos, but Milo Chayoyos. Chayoyos, without the resh. Now, everybody says it's a typo. It's supposed to be Charoyos, obviously, like it says here. No, Chayoyos. What are chayoyos? Sacks.
Sacks.
Chayso de kitre is a language that appears in Bavli sometime, time to time, which means a sack, a goatskin, which is tied knot, you know, where the legs and where the arms were in order to seal it shut. So chayso is a sack. Now that makes a lot of sense. That's why the Mashbiach keeps that gear, so, because he says, the question is, if you filled it full of sacks, what's the halacha? Now, these are really like sandbags. If you think about it, they're sacks that you put there. The shayla is, what is the status of these sacks? So the Gemara doesn't know. Gemara says, first, tzricha. And that, Rabbi Zricha, Rabbi Yaim Hashem Mishlokish, this the Mashbiach doesn't throw in, but I think it follows naturally. Rabbi Zricha, Rabbi Yaim Hashem Mishlokish said, Vafilu reik! Even if the bags are empty, right? The bags might be empty. Don't have to be full of sand or any other substance. Even if you have empty bags, they are mevatel, the size of the hole. And that is certainly much more palatable and much less disgusting than having the word talk about saliva. So I think that that's good. Okay. Halacha dalit. Nasal of neser kosher. If you put across the trench a board, no matter how thin, doesn't matter, it's still a bridge. And therefore, rochav arba tefachim, if it's four tefachim wide, v'chein, so to shtei katsutrios, in the Bavli that's spelled gizuz tros, and those are two balconies across the street from each other, and you put a bridge from one to the other, zu keneged zu, Marvin Schneim, they make two separate Erevin. Vimratzu Marvin Echor, if they want, they can make one Erev because they have an opening between the two of them. It's four Tvachim, which is the minimum shear. It's not enough, not 10 Amos, so it doesn't cancel the separation between the two. It's up to them. If they want, they can make two separate Erevin. If they want, they can make one Erev together. Vimratzu Marvin Schneim, Vimratzu Marvin Echor. Pochus Mikawawan, if the board is less than four Tvachim wide, then they have to make two separate Erevin. Marvin Schneim and Marvin Echon. Is Tani Marvin Schneim, some saying the same for the way our Mishnah reads, that they make two separate Erevin and Marvin Echon. They can't make one. Exactly like our regular Mishnah. However, East Tani, there's an alternate version which says Marvin Echon and Marvin Schneim. They have to make one Erev together and not two separate Erevin. Mandomar Marvin Schneim ve Marvin Echor. He who says they have to make two Erevin and not one Eruv. Pachos Mikan Beneser. He learns that Pachos Mikan means that the beam is less than 4 Am Tvachim wide. Then, of course, you have to make two Erevin. Mandomar Marvin Echor ve Marvin Schneim. He who says that you have to make one Erev and not two Erev means Pachos Mikan, he learns that it's Pachos Mikan B'cholo. If you have less than four Tvachim of space, meaning the boards or the balconies are so close that they're within four Tvachim of each other, so the airspace between the two is less than four Tvachim, so then of course they have to make one Erev because they're considered connected. A trench or airspace must have at least four Tvachim in breadth in order to be considered to be a bad hefsek between the two balconies or two sides. Okay? Halacha hey. Mas b'chaben shtei chatzeros. That's a relatively easy Gemara for the rest of the evening, too. I didn't finish before 10:15. Mas b'chaben shtei chatzeros. Now that I said that, we'll never finish. Mas b'chaben shtei chatzeros. You have a haystack between two chatzeros. A haystack. Now this haystack, Gavura Sar Tvachim, is 10 Tvachim high. Marvin Schneim, and they make two separate Erevin. Marvin Echad, they can't make one Erev. Elu Ma'achili Mikan, Elu Ma'achili Mikan. Each one they can bring their cows to eat from the haystack on each side. Nismai Natemia Sar Tvachim. What if now the hay, however, is less than 10 Tvachim high? Of course, that's be less than Tvachim high across at least the span of 10 Amos. But it's less than 10 Tvachim high across the span of at least 10 Amos, right? So it's a breach between the two sides of the haystack. They Marvin Echon Bei Marvin Schneim. They have to make one Erev. They cannot continue with two separate Erevin. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Kili Masnisa. This is the way to read our Mishnah. It's not just they could bring their cows. That for sure is okay. But even Elu Memali Kupasan Mikano Machilin, Ve'elu Memali Kupasan Mikano Machilin. On each side, each of the farmers can bring their buckets and fill hay from the haystack and take back to the cows. They don't actually have to lead the cows to the haystack. They can lead the haystack to the cows. Now, says the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? I'm Rabbi Chagai Karavina Niyasvin, Kumei Menachem. When I was sitting in front of Menachem, I don't know who this Menachem is. I never heard of him before. Ever heard of a Mora called Menachem? It's a very famous medakdik named Menachem, but he was a couple of thousand years later. But they were saying from Menachem, Havunamin, they said, what's the Chiddush? Shalom Tomar, Eno Kisosar Olim, Elo Kisoymech Olim. Don't say that even though he's not supporting the wall, it's not building the wall, obviously, when he takes away the... He's not destroying the wall. You shouldn't say, even though he's not destroying the wall by taking away hay, because there's still plenty of hay left. Nevertheless, I might say the opposite. I might say when you use buckets to take away hay, then in fact you're fortifying the wall. How are you fortifying the wall? Because you bang your bucket into the wall. You know, as you take the hay, you some slides, and you shove it back. So I might say it's also on Shabbos to take hay with a bucket because you're going to fortify the wall by shoving the bucket back up against the wall after you take away the hay. So I might say that that's also, that's where Rabbi Elazar had to come along and say that it's mutter to do on Shabbos, that's not a problem. Okay? Shema, and this is a continuing that concept. What's the chashash, which I'm not concerned with? Shema yoa tevem rudon shusom chol etzire kupa. I might say that if the hay is loose, he's going to tighten it with the sides of the bucket, so we don't have to worry about that. It's not a problem. Now here's a very interesting Gemara. Rabbi Yoshe Bowie. Rabbi Yoshe asked, a soul is sodim. You made a curtain to be your mechitza. Some cholakitze mauki supported with a chair on Shabbos. It could be very much a local maisa, right? You have a curtain which is not, well, you know, fluttering in the wind, and you want to hold it down pat because that's your mechitza. Whatever the mechitza is for, whether it's a mechitza for Erevin or mechitza for Shul, whatever the mechitza is for, it's the same idea. A latu is that considered to be boina. By putting the chair there, you're strengthening it. So maybe that's a form of binyan. So says the Gemara, it's okay. Nemakan l'shav and nemakan l'shahos. If you're doing it temporarily, l'shav, that's okay. It's only if you're doing it permanently, l'shahos, that it should stay there, that's a problem. So as long as it's only a stopgap measure temporarily, that's okay, and that's what we're talking about with a chair, obviously. You're not going to leave the chair there, so therefore that's permissible. Tani, matbein shebein shnei chatzeros. You have this haystack between the two courtyards. Ze poseach pischo mikan umachil. Ze poseach pischo mikan umachil. Now, let's say the courtyard, actually you have... You have the Pesach here is the Pesach from the house. It's opening from the house to the courtyard. House opening, courtyard's haystack. See the picture? Okay. So you allow, each guy's allowed to open his opening from his house to his side of the to his courtyard and have his animals eat from the haystack, right? And in respective sides of the haystack. What if now the hay is less than 10 tefachim high? Shnei masurim. They are both forbidden achiarvo until they make an erev together. Lefichoch. Therefore, in that case, what do you have to do? One of two things. Im ratza echad listom es pischo ulvatel reshuso. It's either or. Most Achorim say it's either or. If you will have one of two choices. Neither, you can't both carry at the same time. So if one of you can close your gate, meaning you can remove yourself so the other guy can carry, or an alternate possibility is that you actually are mevatel reshus to the other guy. Your domain, your courtyard, which is adjacent to the now depleted haystack, you renounce its ownership in his favor. Okay? No. Before Shabbos. So they spend, once it's mutter l'mikta Shabbos, it's mutter l'kol Shabbos. Although Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down, he says, it could be that our Gemara is talking even on Shabbos, and even though technically it should remain mutter, but Tzegzeri, you might forget next Shabbos to take care of it ahead of time, right? To replenish it, right? So therefore, he says, even he learns that. Therefore, even if it's me, even if it occurs on Shabbos, also you have a problem. Okay. So says the Gemara, because really, I guess it's bothering him now that you asked me the question. I didn't realize it bothered him before. It's bothering because if it's before Shabbos, they don't have to bitur shus, make an eruv, right? That's what's bothering you too. Okay, I didn't realize that. So you're right. It must be talking like he says, on Shabbos, nonetheless, chazal aser, lest you come to use it the next Shabbos as well. Okay, very good. So, who are super chaver and mutter? So the guy who was mevatel reshus or closed his door, he's aser, and his friend is mutter. Charetz Shebein Chatzim, and there's a word miss here. Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Lieberman throw in the Chen Charetz Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. The same thing is true if you have had a trench between the 2 yards and on Shabbos it got partially filled in. So the same idea applies there. Now, Hadamara, this teaches us the Karbon Eid takes out chain because it doesn't work, changes it to Hadamara Mevatli Mechatzel Chatzer. Is the cause the lab in the Bavli? Can I do bitter shoes from my courtyard to your courtyard? Most bitter shoes that the Gemara talks about is we all share a chater and I have a house in the chater and I'm a vato my reshus in the chater to you in the common chater. But here actually we see her being vato reshus me chater le chater. In other words, the guy who has his chater one side of the haystack is being mevatel to the guy who owns the reshus on the other side of the haystack. So very interesting here, the Bavli Yerushalmi says, we see mevatel chater chater. Hadamaran, this teaches us, afilu lo irvu, that even if they didn't make an eruv, wasn't that obvious? Yes, so the Carbonator says that filo irvu means that I might think that bitl is only an option where some people made an erv and other people forgot. Because that's normally what we had it previously. So here we see that even if nobody made an erv here, bitl is still an option. Even though we could, there's no erv involved, it's not where somebody forgot to make an erv, but even where no erv was ever intended. One guy gets to carry. The one guy gets to use the haystack. Not the other guy, but one guy gets to use it. Okay. Atamara. It teaches us, She'en shtei reshuyos mishtam shos b'reshus achas. That you can't both use the same domain, meaning that since they're in clash, one of them has to close his door and be mevata reshus. They can't both use the haystack on the same Shabbos. That's it. Except, of course, we had a mandomer earlier in Masechta, the mevatli mechayzim mevatli. But at the same time, they certainly can't use it. One has to be mevatli reshus the other in order for the other one to use it. Hadamara, and this also teaches us, lezeh bepesach, lezeh bepesach, shnei masurim. This teaches us that even though each one has his own doorway leading into the courtyards, again, house, doorway, chatzeros, and haystack in the middle, so even though each one has a doorway, they can't say, I'll close my doorway. No, they can't. They can, though. Oh, yeah. They can't say, it's an interesting thing, which I don't know if you know if we pask in this way. It said before, Achiistom Echod is Pisco, Oyevato Roshuso. Why does he have to close the door? We never said you have to close the door. What's the pshat, close the door? A door, as long as you have an opening. Yeah, but why do you have to do it? As long as you have an opening, we said before, if you have an opening of 4 tefachim up to 10 amos, which this probably is, so rotsu marvin shtayim, rotsu marvin echad. So by definition, it's considered to be an interruption. So why does he have to do the physical act of closing his door? That's the question. Let the gateway itself be the barrier without him physically closing his door. See, it's a good question, right? Why do you usually have to close the door? So on this, he says, so it must be that you do. That's the Yerushalmi concludes. When you remember that, in this case, where they're coming to share a joint, a usage reshus, which was separately owned, and now make it a joint reshus by Bittel, so the guy who was Mevato has not just a natural, the barrier of the doorway, but he actually has to close his door. Which is very funny, I don't exactly know why, but that's what it says. Zepaz is Zepaz, which name is Surim, and one guy has to close his door for the other guy to be able to use the reshus.
Look at the door closing as being itself a bit of a reshus, rather than having to...
That could be it. Maybe that's the pshat. I think that you're right. I think it's either he does Bittul Rishus verbally, or he does it manifestly by closing his door. And that, it's a symbol. That's why before it's the Chaim Kanievsky stress that it's either or. Either he closes his door, or he does a Bittul Rishus. Because either one suffices on its own. Very good. Okay. So either does a verbal Bittul Rishus, or he closes his door. Okay. V'chein HaBayis. Now this is a kula. This is going a kula where you have a house between two courtyards, not a haystack. You have a house between two courtyards, and you want to both use the house, or I guess you both have use of the house, and you didn't make an error, but now you want to know what to do on Shabbos. So the same thing is true. You can close the one of the guys can close the door, and the other guy can use it, and that's a form of Bittul Rishus. The chain bebayis, right? Shebein shtei chatzeros. Udulok Rabbi Meir. However, that's not like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says, "Dumar bayis hano aser." A house which you can lock, it's aser unless you actually lock it. Closing it is insufficient. To close the door is insufficient. The guy has to lock the door. So here we see it's not. You don't actually have to lock it. You just have to close the door, not actually lock it. Okay. Bowing out. Okay. See you in the morning. What? Right. Where are you staying sleepless tonight? Uh-huh. 10 o'clock. Okay. You know I don't approve, but... All right. Next Mishnah. Keta Mishnah. The truth is, I see that's going to be the trend. It's, you can't fight it. Yes. Every year, there are more and more places, more and more people who do it. All right. There ain't no Mesiras Nefesh in Klal Yisrael anymore.
Nobody wants to walk around for 2 weeks, as you pointed out, exhausted.
Yes. Well, I certainly a tremendous Yitzhar to do it. I know this. The 10 minutes earlier in the morning is such a terrible psychological barrier. No, but all right. Next Mishnah. Keita Mishnah from the Mav. How do you make shituf in a movie? Tonight, talking about Eruv Chatzeros. How do you make shituf in a movie? Miniach Zachovis, you put down a barrel. Voime says, Harayizel Chobin Yamov. This is for all the members of the movie. The Mezakilan, how do you translate Mezaka? No, but it's acquiring for them a portion. You all know what mezaka means. I just don't know how to translate the word in English. What? No, they actually have to give them a chelik. Yeah. But it's the opposite. To be zoicha means to acquire for somebody. Here it's to be mezakeh to them. Okay? I don't know exactly. You're translating. But in any event, you got the idea. Right. Vayner says... What you do is, in order to be mzaki, you take another person. You say, here, you be zoicha in this for the bnei amovli. So this is the kinyan. You're being kind on their behalf, right? So this works by your son and your daughter, who are adults, by the avdo v'shiv chaso, and by your slaves, ha'ivrim, who are Jewish ones. By the Eastern, by your wife. Transfer benefit. But it's a benefit of ownership. It's quasi, at least quasi ownership. That's called benefit. Okay, fine. So, but you can't use your minor children. And not your Evan and Shivcha who are Knanim, not because of a lack of das, mind you, which one's going to pick up on, but rather than Shiyodon Kiyodon. Their hand is like your hand. It's like taking the object and saying, let this hand be Zoyche for all the Bnei Amavui. You can't do it. It's got to go into somebody else's domain, who at least, who therefore symbolically at least acquires it for everybody else in the chutzner, in the mavli. But I can't do it from one hand to the other, nor from somebody who's totally, from myself to somebody who's totally under my jurisdiction.
We had a Yerushalayim, two different hands of a person,
were two different Yerushalayim. Yeah, by Meister Shane, I don't remember what it was. Yeah, we did have that, two different hands. But I guess not for Choshe Mishpat issues. I don't remember what it was, you're right. But so that's for Choshe Mishpat. You're right, there was something like that. Okay, it says the Gemara, Tani you can't do this process with a barrel trap in your wine cellar. Why? Very, very simple. Because you might forget it, drink it on Shabbos, and then you're always shituf, right? Or actually, before Shabbos begins, then you're always shituf. What are we talking about? In Big Doyla, who are we talking about actually? And what kind of evidence shivcha? In Big Doyla, if we're talking about in the ratio of the Mishnah, Shivcha Knainis, who's a Gdoyla, she's already an adult, Zacha B'Simanim, what is she doing in slavery? She went free. When did she go free? When she got Simanim at the age of 12. So can't be talking about a Shivcha Knainis, who's a Gdoyla. And if on the other hand, in Biktana, Hakaton Zacha, if it's a Shivcha Knainis who's a Ktana, which the only guy of Shivcha Knainis that there is, how could she be Zoche? She doesn't have that to make acquisitions. So says the Yerushalmi, Amar Rabbi Yudon Bar Sholoim, Kumi Rabbi Yossi, Tipoter, let it go, command Amar, like the Beirut shows, Hakaton Toireim, that a Koton could take Truma. It's such an opinion. That Kohen can take Truma, goes like him. Amalei said, no. Va'afilu k'madu ha'ena koton toirim. Even, according to people who chose that a Kohen cannot take Truma, ha'koton zoiche. The Kohen has zchiyo. How, where do we see this? Al daiti d'rabonon d'tamon nichon. That looks out according to the rabbis in Bavel. Right, the rabbis in Bavel had such a shita. Tamon. Because over there, Omar B'Shem Rav Nachbar Yaakov, it says the name Rav Nachbar Yaakov, Kol Shenosin Lo Ego Zumashlicho, any child, who when you give him a nut, he tosses away, Tzror, you give him a rock, V'not Lo, he takes it, so he's obviously deranged, or not yet Bar Das, what? Finally inclined, yeah. So I'm mighty biyado ki mighty lashba. Now there are two different versions of what that means. One interpretation of that means if you put something in his hand, it's as if you're putting it in the garbage dump. I mean, it's hefker because he has no reshus to himself. The other interpretation is the Chaim Kanievsky changes the gears slightly. I mighty biyado ki mighty biyashba. If you find something in his hand, it's like finding it in a dump, meaning it's hefker. Because he has both mean that mean he has no ownership because he's deranged, not yet ready for prime time. Okay? Egos Minoklo. If however when you give him a nut, he knows to take it. Tsrar, if you give him a stone, mashlicho, he throws it down. Or if he's lives in certain parts of Shlaim, he throws it at a car on Shabbos. Then, Gezelo Gezel Nedar Gishol. He doesn't really have ownership yet, but he already is at a stage of life where he has discernment. He can tell things, and therefore, Midrabonon, there's Gezel. In other words, Dar Gishol means in order to maintain equilibrium and peace in society, Chazal gave him the status of ownership, and therefore to steal from him is Nisad Rabbanan, and it goes against the concept of Dar Kishon. Okay? Yeah, but the thing is, this Dar Kishon reminds me that Dar Kishon also appears in the Bavli in this context. It does, because it also in Gittin, in the fifth parak, where it talks about the parallel issues, talks about the same issues, it does call that Gezel Vinei Dar Kishon as well. So Lamai said that Gishom does apply between Jew and fellow Jew, at least between an adult and a child. Okay, says the Gemara, Ego is v'noit tzror. You give him a nut and a... Oh, he's coming back. You might want to point out to him. Dr. Spadella has something he wants to tell you.
We have Dr. Shalom here.
We do?
Yes, between the Jews. But Dr. Who says that in Vietnam, there's also quote the same.
Kaza from a cartoon is also because of Dr. Shalom. Yeah. I didn't remember until this came up just now, but it is, it's brought down there, Dr. Shalom as well. Okay? Now, if the kid takes an egos or a tror, if a notlo matzniyo, this isn't even harder, my dragon. This is not brought down in the Bible. It's interesting. Recording the rabbis of Bavel. But the rabbis of Bavel themselves did not have these three madrigals. In the Bible, there's only two madrigals. That he throws away the nut and keeps the rock, or he keeps the nut and throws away the rock. But here is a third level, which is critical. If he keeps the rock, if he keeps the nut, v'noklo umatsnio, he doesn't just eat it, but rather he hides it. That's even a higher level of madrego. Delayed gratification. He's going to put it away for later on, right? So the taking of matzniyo, umevilach hazmani, brings it. Although it's not clear, it could be there are two types of gezel drabonon, right? There's gezel drabonon of Dr. Shalom and gezel gomor of complete drabonon, right? And which is what the Pnei Moshe learns. But it does sound like gezel gomor is. Right, so I don't know. In any event, that's only, however, when he reaches that high stage of das, zochel atzmo, he can only acquire for himself a lo la'achirim, but not for others. So that can't be our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is like Rav Huna. Rav Huna omer k'shem shezochel atzmo kach zochel la'achirim. It's likewise for others, so to acquire for himself, so to acquire unto others as well. Everybody agrees, no matter how old a kid is, a kid can't give gifts. Interesting concept. Can't give gifts. Why is that? There's kosov. The Chassid says, kiten ish matona. Matnas, whatever it is. Ish matona matnas. Katan eino matnas. A child, his matana is not a valid matana. He can't give gifts. I think about say about matana the base of mikdash, truma, parshas truma. Koshke can't give to his holy cause. Certainly can't give to a profane cause. So it's a very big chiddush, but that's what it says here. Yeah. Right, now, Divrei Chachomim, now it's here a little bit from Lieberman. Lieberman says, this word, Divrei Chachomim, in the Yerushalmi, in the Bible, you would never find Divrei Chachomim as a prelude to something. The past words of Divrei Chachomim. But he says, he proves from several places in Yerushalmi, whenever you have the words Divrei Chachomim in the Yerushalmi, it's like an introduction to a new sugya. So the word I would have read was not out Lieberman, that's how you would read it conventionally. But he says that's not the way to read it. Rather, Divrei Chachamim is going on the next statement. Divrei Chachamim learned the words of the rabbis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Zoyla said, Loyla men gzeilo mechuvar achov ishtei saros. His theft is not d'oraisa, mechuvar always means d'oraisa. It's not d'oraisa, not clear, meaning not d'oraisa, until he has two hairs. It sounds like, not like the Bnei Moshe before. And when it said gezel gomor before, it meant d'oraisa. And Rabbi Yochanan from Eretz Yisrael is arguing on the Rabbanan de Tamon, that the Rabbanan above the house, it's gezel d'oraisa from the time he knows to delay his eating and keep it safe and preserve, safeguarded. Rabbi Yochanan says it's still not gezel d'oraisa until he has two hairs. Rabbi Shemi Yochanan said, Hodod dat amar lotzi menu b'din. That which we said, that mid Rabbanan, he has acquisitions before he's 13 years old. for as a gadol, that you can that you have to I guess ultimate bedin means that you have to go to court in order to get money away from him. In other words, whatever he's holding on to is assumed to be his validly. Have a carbon and a shvua. But if somebody took something away from the katan and took an oath, a shvua sheker, and he has to be in korban as a result, so everybody agrees that a person cannot be chayev a korban as a result of theft from a katan until the katan is an adult, meaning until he has 2 years. Okay? It's only shvua sheker. It's kind of like perjury. You only have perjury when you testified, not just when you lied, right? Yeah, perjury is when you lied under oath, not stam a lie. So to a shvua shav is only when there was a tvia, a valid tvia, and then you were nishbal sheker. It can't be in a vacuum. Has to be, there's a legitimate claim against you, and then you lied in return in your oath, not just that you lied in an oath in the Velta Ryan without a catalyst. Yes, right. What? Carbon shvur. If you make a shvur sheker in response to the tvi of a katan. Okay? Says one further. Now, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky takes out the next three words and he puts them further down on the page. And that changes the shot in several different places on the page. So let's learn the way he does. Rabbi Yossi asked, Miato afla atzmo lo yizke. If you're going to dash him psukim, he shouldn't be able to be zirche for himself. The chsiv, it says, El re'eyu. It says that the person gives, in that parasha of Korban Shvuah, it says, El re'eyu, you give to your friend. Ache kereyu, well that means until he's like his friend. Just like his friend is an adult, so to the kid has to be an adult. In other words, the party who's making the tvia has to be an adult. The re'eyu, who received the object for safety, whatever it is, as making a shvua, must also be an adult. So we see that even to receive something and acquire it, you have to be an adult. So how can a katan even acquire anything, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan? He says, well, you're right. I hold... now here's where the Reb Chaim Kanievsky throws in those three words. Baran Karabana Dehacha, like the rabbis over here, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, who hold that there's no Karban Shvuah Doraisa, so there's no Kinyan Doraisa, and the whole concept of a Katan having a Kinyan, Rabbi Yossi Barabun, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchok said, Yoreh L'Bshitas Piyutos. It follows the Shita, in other words, the Sugya of Piyutos. Now, Piyutos does not mean liturgical poems here. It means what the Bavli calls Piyutos, young children. Okay? A Pa'ut is a young child. The Tia, we learned that Piyutos, Mikha Mekach Mikar Mimkar. Yeah, right. Piyutos, Mikha Mekach Mikar Mimkar. What they buy is a purchase, and what they sell is a sale by metalfin, by movable objects. Bidrabonim. All right. Now, coming back to our Mishnah. Vatninan. I don't understand. Then we learn our Mishnah. Avol emezak loy de bno bitok time. Loy de avdo shiv chaso ha knanim mivnei shi yodan. The Yodon Kiyodo, it says that you're now to be mezake to your to the other people in the Mimavli by your children. Why not? We just got to saying that the Rabbanon is good enough, and there's certainly the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Rabbi the Kei Sarmin, Kam b'shiyesh das latino, Kam b'shein das latino. Depends if he has das or not. If he has das, then you can do it, Midrabbanan. If he has no das, you can't do it. Okay? So actually, the way to read our Mishnah is, if they're too small, that they're not even considered pu'utos. And v'loi, they have the shechos ha'knaim, not because they're young, they can be adults too, but rather because yadon ki yado. There are two separate statements in the Mishnah. One is that the children, if they're too young, the ratio is where they're old enough that they're considered to be pu'utos at least. The sefer is where they're not even old enough to be pu'utos, and then after v'shivchos is a separate psul, that yadon ki yado, not a separate entity. Okay?
First time seem to read that Yara Kiyado applied to the
Yara. Right, but that's obviously not the case. That's right. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tamati, we learned over there. Hashoel upon if somebody barred a cow. The Sholcholobiyah Beno, by the way, if anybody really has to go, we can finish. We did too block, but. What? Shouldn't have said anything. But I am going to go to the Mishnah, right? That
for,
right? That might be the tonight.
You would be tonight.
What? No, no. Did you that Marvin?
Yeah, Marvin.
Do you want to go? Okay. So we'll go a couple more. Sorry, Yaakov. So Tano Tzivin learned over there. B'ashol par b'ashol chalo b'yabno. Biad Abdo, Biad Shlucho, Umeso Potter. You borrowed a cow, but it hasn't yet reached your domain. The owner of the cow sent it to you in the hands of his own child, etc. So you're exempt. You have me a barter. Shol is chayev on miso, but it didn't yet reach your reshus. Now that's not a problem. The sefer of that Mishnah says, however, that if it got if it was given over to your slave or your child, you the borrowers, then you're chayev. Well, says the Gemara, Leisa dam rasha evin mezakame rabu la'acher. That means that a slave can be zoche from his Rebbe. No, wait a second. Wait a second. There it's talking about. No, I made a mistake. It's where the lender, the borrower told the lender, send it to me with your slave. The rage is where the lender on his own initiative sent with his own slave, and then the borrower's partner says, I didn't reach my rishus yet. But where the lender said to the borrower said to the lender, the shoal said to the bailin, send to me by your slave, if you're your slave. So then the moment it leaves the house, even though it's still going with the slave of the owner, the borrower is chayev. So I'm going to ask, how could that be? We said an eved can't be mezoche l'achirim. In other words, you want really, here the eved must be zoche in the cow for the borrower to be chayev. But that doesn't work, because he said an eved is your yad. So therefore you can't use your eved to be zoche for the borrower. So how can the borrower is liable in this case? Shouldn't be liable. Says more, very easy answer. Says the Gemara. Well, first of all, let me see the question. Can Leisa do Amar Shaev Mizake Rabbi Acher? Let me see that an Eved can be Mizake from his Rebbe, the owner, to the borrower. Says more, no. Amar Rabbi Leza Tipata Be'Eved Ivri. With Soy by an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is a separate Rishus. It's not like an Eved Knani who's your own property. Eved Ivri is distinct. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no. I got a better answer. But if you give me a toy about where it's the owner of the Eved Kanani of the owner. It's where the borrower was a shmo. The borrower says, I have a lot of strange people in this Masechta. The borrower is a shmo. Avu Chavez. The borrower said, you know what? Just send your cow over anyway and I take responsibility. Oh, literally, open the gate, let it roam, and I'll take responsibility until it gets to my house. I guess he felt secure and confident. So that's his problem. Keep out the Ramil Psachlo, open the gate to Ba'u Basmela, and let it come its own. So we see that you don't actually have to take ownership, you have to take responsibility. And I can take responsibility even though I wasn't Zoicha by the Eved. Vitani K, we learned this in a Braisel. Hinhiga If you pulled it, himshicha. You drove it. Himshicha, you pulled it. Karala, even you called to the bus. He's chayiv l'shalim kashol. Then you ready become chayiv and tashlumi like a borrower. Rabbi Shamea, Rabbi Yuzira Shama La Min is the word message, mean min hador. Hear it from here. Avei Mezak from the other part of the Mishnah. Avei Mezak loy de bno, from the end of Mishnah. Avei Mezak loy de bno bitok time loy de avdo shichos haknani mipnei shiyodon kiyodo. It says it can be zoiche by your avodim. So says the Gemara, Leisa Damara, Shein Eved Zochemi, Rabu Alacher, does not teach us that a Rebbe, an Eved can't be Zochem from his Rebbe for somebody else. So it's a kasha on that Mishnah over there that he want, which says it's Mashmi, you can. So Gemara gives a different answer. Tipatagar Meir Damar Yad Eved Kiad Rabu Dami. It's not necessarily true that it's comparable, because maybe it's only Rabbi Meir who holds Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, but everybody else holds Yad Eved is not Kiyad Rabo. Okay? Says the Gemara. So our mission would be like Rabbi Meir. Vatani Ishto. Says Mar, wait a minute. What are you going to do with the fact that it says in our Mishnah his wife? Yeah, and the Mishnah says you can be mizaka the shituf to the other people in the mavli by your wife. Where a mayor holds, your wife is also yours, right? Your wife is also your domain. You have a joint owner, your joint property. Either you own your wife, or your wife is joint ownership with you, whatever the case may be. But the mice, your wife is not separate. So how can you say our Mishnah's Rabbi Meir v'tani ishto isoch meimad Rabbi Meir of ad yad isho kiyad ba'alo? Don't you know the right mayor? It has to be read, so use a little bit of sledgehammer. What it's saying is, don't you know the right mayor says, Yara Ishuk Yad Ba'alo? Says Marno. Rabbi Chananim Shem Pilcha said, Tipote Kahan Tanya. Learn it like this, Tano. The time you learn, Ishto in a Poydilo Maitre Sheni. Rabbi Shimber, Lord the Shem Rai Mayor, Ishto Poydilo Maitre Sheni. It's Machlokas, the right mayor held. This Tanakama, who must have been right mayor, holds your wife can't redeem for you Maitre Sheni, because she's not distinct from you. Okay, she's not distinct from you, so she can't be part of you, Maitre Sheni. Meaning, without giving a chomish, right? Somebody else who's redeemed Maitre Sheni for you, you don't have to, doesn't have to pay the extra fifth. So she can't redeem Maitre Sheni for you, because she's not, without the fifth, she's not distinct. Shemilah Shem Meir says, Ishto, that there is a version named right Meir, that his wife is the scene of Poydlo Maitre Sheni. Tahayim Tanya, that's what Tanya says, Amar Emer Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, that the hand of a slave is like the hand of his master, but below Eved Yad Isha Kiyad Rabo, but he doesn't make the hand of the woman like the hand of her husband, and therefore our Mishnah has a dichotomy, even if it's going like her mayor, between an Isha, who could be Mazaka, the sheet of the other members of Mavli, and a Eved, who cannot be Mazaka the Shituf to the other members of the Mavli. That's it. So, it's Ishto Kigufo is not vis-a-vis Choshe Mishpat. It's like, but vis-a-vis Eidus. You can't testify against your wife. But it's not necessarily vis-a-vis Kinyonim. Okay? It's clear, especially that a woman can say, Eidin Nizoinis Meini Oisa. And she can completely repudiate any joint bank accounts with her husband. Okay?